Good morning, good morning. How are you doing on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. If you need some affirmations, I believe I'm divinely guided, just like you're divinely guided. You are divinely guided in this life by God. I believe I'll take the right path, just like you'll take the right path. And when that path is presented to you, there's no doubt you'll take that right path. And God will make a way where there is no way. God is going to make a way for you in your life, even if there is no way that you can think of getting through it. He will make the way. He will open the door. He will guide the steps. I think it's the preparations of the heart are in man, or the plans of the heart are in man, but it's God that provides the way. Continue to go to God. Continue to work with God, and you'll see what I'm talking about. He is there 100%. I feel like all the energy I had yesterday is is what I have lack of today. I think I used it all yesterday. But I was reading this morning in 1 Peter or 2 Peter, and I want to go back into what I was going over yesterday, which is that grace and peace will make you full through the instrument of having a true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from him and you heed his advice and of his son Jesus Christ. And then verse 3, on the ground that, or according as his divine or inherent power hath been given to us all things for life and godliness. Again, he's given you life. He's given you all these things, these spiritual things for life and for godliness, which is that relationship with God, for the purpose of reaching the epignosis of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, which is superiority. God has given you all these things to get to know him, to heed his advice. That is the point. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that's, you're already going to heaven. And it's funny, because my whole life, I wasn't really big on reading the Old Testament. I don't know why. I mean, I loved Proverbs, loved Ecclesiastes, but it wasn't the Old Testament I was really interested in. It's now. I was fortunate to be raised in a word to believe early in my life that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, that I have a God, that I go to God in all things. I was taught to trust God. But it's, how do you walk now? And it's understanding that all these things that are given to you, and once you have it, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, once you start to heed the advice of God, get reconnected to God, once you start to connect to that spirit that works in you, that divine spirit, that Holy Spirit, once you start to do that, the whole point is to build the relationship with God. That's why God gave it to you. Verse 4, by which are given unto us great and precious promises, that by these ye might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Our carnal nature is totally against, in enmity against God. What your carnal nature drives you to do, the lusts of the flesh, it's against God and the Spirit. And it can't be subject to the laws of God, because that's the way this place is set up. We're all going back to the dust. But when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous. You are going to heaven. And the point of this is to walk in that divine nature, escaping the corruption that's in our bodies. Verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. But the number one thing you have to start with is faith. You have to believe what you hear. And if you don't believe it, if you have a hard time with it, stand in front of the mirror and tell yourself you believe it. You're stronger than your mind. You are stronger than your mind. Tell yourself, I believe it. Tell yourself, I believe that God's going to take care of me in every single situation. I believe God's going to get me through this. Even if you don't, the more you speak it, the more you hear it, the more you'll start to believe it. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, which is moral excellence. And to virtue, knowledge. This is experiential knowledge by learning. Add to the things that you believe in knowledge, which is reading. Add to the things which you believe in. Add to that a moral excellence. Verse 6, and to knowledge, self-control or temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. Again, godliness is having that relationship with God. It's all about that. I mean, everything goes back to it. It's not about the way you walk. You are to set your course of life, but God is not judging you upon that course. You are righteous. You're past judgment. This is about the way you live your life, the day in, day out. How do you want to live the rest of your life? Do you want to live your life for the things that are temporal, for the things that go away, for the things that are meaningless? Or do you want to live your life for something that matters, which is that relationship? And I keep going over it because it's the only thing in life that has to do with anything. That's it. This is it. You want to know what the end of life is? To live in the rest of God. You want to know what life's about? To live in the rest of God. There is a rest day for the people of God where you cease from your works as God did from his. You do the things that God wants you to do. That's what this is about. And you will start to see God's loving disposition towards you. You will start to live in a state of peace, where you're not affected by the outside world because you have the knowledge of patience. You are temperate. You can deal with it. Tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope will never cause shame. The expectation of future good will never cause you shame, period. And it's written. Don't ever fear in this life. Don't be scared. Do not be anxious for one thing, but by all things, through prayers and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific requests be declared unto God, not mousy, not quiet. Declare what you need to God and walk. Set your course of life in what matters. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for whatever needs to get done. I pray that you kind of just guide that path that we can get through it all. And I'm just thankful for the position, again, that you have put our family in, that just opening the doors so that my brother can work with me again, and just what we're accomplishing. I'm very thankful for the people we work with, that you take care of them, that you bless them, and just anything that they need, that you put it on my heart if I need to do something. And Father, again, I just thank you for the day and just for the sunshine and the fact that summer is here. I'm very grateful for that. And I just lift up a great day to you. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.